Tonight's Shir Simcha of Zion, Sif Hey and Sif Vav. Sif Hey. Adam Shehu Alul Linezilus. A person who regularly suffers from Nezilus, which is a problem he has with his head. Vimitzterch Lohaniach Tefillah Shalrosh Al Besaro. And if he would have to put his Tefillah Shalrosh on his head directly, Lo Yenichim Klal, he wouldn't put it on at all. Yesh Lahater Loi, we would allow this person, Lohaniach Tefillah Shalrosh, to put his tefillin shalrosh al hakova dak hasamach larosh on a thin cap or yarmulke close to the head, v'yichasem b'pnei haroim, and then he should cover over the tefillin shalrosh that no one should see that the tefillin shalrosh is sitting on top of this cap. If someone puts on tefillin shalrosh like this, lo yivarech al shalrosh, you should not make a bracha on the shalrosh, yakivarech al shalyad lo haniach. He'll just make the bracha l'haniach on the tefillin shel yad. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud Zayin. Olul l'nezilus. This person suffers from nezilus, perish, meaning sheyesh lo machoiv o mechoish berosho. He has a pain or discomfort in the head. V'migala roisho yazik lo hakarivus. And the problem is, if his head is exposed, the cold is damaging. Kivin shu onus. So this person is an onus. Yachalismach ala Rashba, so he can rely on Shitas Rashba. The Sfira Lehu holds the Ein Chashash bechatzitza, that there's no concern of chatzitza with Tfilin Shalroish. For Lenema Bene Necho, Elisayim Lehemakom. And when it says Bene Necho in the Posek, it's just telling us the location of the Tfilin, but not that it should be directly on the head. Umishum Lecho Leois, Velo Lacherm Leois, as far as the concern, that it should be a sign for you and not for others. Leka b'tfilin shalrosh. That's only relevant to tfilin shalyad, that you should cover it, not tfilin shalrosh. To behu ksiv by tfilin shalrosh, it says, v'aruch olam ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha, that everyone should see that the Shem Hashem is called upon you. U'mikol mokom, and nonetheless, tzerich lechasa esipnei haroim, you still have to cover it, because of marasayin, people will see and don't understand, she'enem yoidim shu onus, they don't realize he's an onus. I think it's important to explain that what's behind this Mishnah Berurah. We learned before that the Shulchan Aruch says there shouldn't be any davar choitzes bein tefillin lebeso in Siv Dalet. And the Mishnah Berurah explained because it says al yodecha bein tefillin shel yad and bein einecha on tefillin shel rosh. And we learned from there that it should be directly on the body without any separation, without any chatzitza. This is the view of the Rosh, and that's how the Berurah Gur Letzeich and Su and Sif Dalad, the Haloch of not having a Chatzitza, is the Shitas HaRosh. However, Shitas Rashi is different. The Gemara Megillah, Chaf Dalad Mabez, it brings a Mishnah, Nosna al Beis Unkoli Shaloi Harizet Derech HaChitzoinim. If someone puts his Tefillin Shel Yad above his sleeve, the sleeve is on his arm, and on top of the sleeve is the Tefillin, this is Derech HaChitzoinim. Rashi says, if he wears his tefillin on his sleeve, it shows he does not listen to the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim taught us, that it has to be a sign for you and not for others. And if you put the tefillin on top of the sleeve, it's a sign for others. Rashi isn't worried about chasitza. Rashi is worried that it's not l'chol l'ois v'lo l'cherem l'ois. So, according to Rashi, there's no concern of chasitza, just the tefillin shah has to be covered. Most poskim hold like the Rosh, and that's why the Mechaber says there shouldn't be a chatzitza. But in our case, there has to be a chatzitza because he can't wear his tefillin without a cap on his head. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says he'll rely on the shitas who say there is no palm chatzitza. Ben enecha is location, and as far as lechol leois v'alcherem leois by tefillin shayad, you can't put the tefillin over your sleeve because of lechol leois. So maybe on the shalrosh, you shouldn't put it on top of the cap. And that, he says, doesn't apply to Tefillin Shalrosh. Because by Tefillin Shalrosh, it says, V'rokol ha'me oretz k'shem Hashem niko e'lecha. You should cover it anyway, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, because of Marsayin. Sifkatan Yud Ches, Tefillin Shalrosh al v'chulu. The Mechaber says, if you'll have to wear it directly on his head, he won't wear it at all. V'm yesh lo maka b'yad, b'mokam anochas ha'katzitza. If a person has an injury on his hand, at the point of where the actual body of the tefillin rests, and this injury extends on the entire bicep, mutlo lehaniach al aretia, then he can put the tefillin on top of the bandage. Im lo sagi bilav hachi, if there's no other way, v'lo yivarach, but he can't make a bracha. Tadasrov ha'poyiskim de chatzitza posels, because most poskim hold like the Rosh that chatzitza is a psul. V'yivarach shtayim al shel rosh, he'll make two brachas on the shel rosh. K'de'el b'simenchavov b'hagol, like we learned in simenchavov in the Ramah. Ach yilbash al hatfilah shel yad mil ma'ala begin acher k'de'el l'chasosam. But I'll have to wear another garment over the tefillin shel yad, which is sitting on the bandage, to cover them. Teksiv b'hu, because it says v'hoyah l'chol l'ois. V'darshinam, we learn l'chol l'ois v'lachem l'ois. Should be an ois for you and not for others. This gets back to Rashi. According to Rashi, there is no concern of chatzitza by tefillin shel yad, just that it has to be covered on the outside. No one should see it. So here, when the tefillin is on the bandage, make sure to cover the sleeve over the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah continues, V'dafka al ritiyah, this is only allowed if it's a bandage on the arm. Avlaniach tefillin al chaluko, but to actually put the tefillin on top of his sleeve, yesh oimim, some say, to also afila b'yesh lamaka, that would be also even if he has an injury, v'afilu ilmiel b'shalav begin acher, even if he puts another garment over it, because that's mamish what the Derech Yitzayinim did, to wear it over the sleeve. Sivkanya tesa koiva dak, he can wear his tefillin on top of a thin cap, aval al koiva ove osul anicham. But it's forbidden to put the tefillin shavosh on a thick cap, to lo yuchel lechav in letzam seim, mekom shamoch shotinu kofes, because it would be very difficult to get exactly the spot on the head where the tefillin should go, and it may go beyond the spot that is soft on the child's head, which is the limit of where the tefillin should extend to. Sivkan chav, rak yivarech v'chulu, he'll make a bracha on the shal yad, v'chav in lehotzi ha-shalrosh, and have in mind to be motzi the shalrosh. To bevlav hachi, because anyway, das harbe poskim, many poskim hold, shem mevarach ha-shneim ele echos, they only make one bracha on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shalrosh. V'ayin bebach v'olos tamid, demash v'mi divrehem, if you look in the bach and olos tamid, it's implied from their words, tid nachon li zoher, one should be careful, shal kaponim, b'shas kriyash ma'at tefillah, that during Shema and Shemana Esrei, if he could wear the tefillin shel rosh directly on his head without any cap, he should do so if possible. Se'if of ve'iter yad yamino, someone whose right hand is held back, meaning he's a lefty. Im oisa kol malachlo b'smolo, if he does everything with his left hand. Meniach b'smolo, he puts the tefillin on his left, shu yamin shel kol adam, which is everyone else's right hand. If he uses both hands equally, then he's like a right-handed person who puts on his left. If he writes with his right hand, and everything else he does with his left, or he writes with his left hand, and everything else he does with his right, some say, that he puts his tefillin on the weaker hand, the ve'inin yad keha, because you need yad keha, the weaker hand, which means the hand that he writes with. V'yesh, others say, sheyad shekosa b'hi chashuva yamin le'inin zeh. Others say the hand he writes with is always the more chashuv hand for this halacha, u'menech tefillin b'yad shekenegda, and therefore the tefillin goes on the opposite hand, even though the opposite hand is the hand he does most things with. There are more rights of a hachinog, and that is the minig. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chafal, V'ita V'chulu, V'ayin L'el Sivkan Yubayz, look back at Sivkan Yubayz, if a left-handed person only has a right-handed person's tefillin, what does he do? Sivkan Chafbayz, Yad Yimino, his right hand, V'afilu Nasa Iter Ayde Shehirgul Aso Acherkach, even if he became an Iter Yad Yimin because he trained himself that way afterwards, Lo Nokach, he wasn't born that way, Yiniach B'Yimin, he still puts the tefillin on his right, because that's his weaker hand. And certainly if it's been a shemayim that he had to train himself to do with his left. He got ill in his right hand and he has no strength in his right hand anymore. Or perhaps his right hand was amputated. Now he has to do everything with his left. We treat him like a person who is a left-handed person. V'yinich al hayad haratzutza, and he'll put the tefillin on his damaged hand, his right hand. V'em chazal b'yoso, if he got better later on, v'nasa shol b'shtayadov, shov, and he becomes totally ambidextrous, ha'yuk ha'chalod, he was like anyone else, And if an ambidextrous person puts tefillin on the left. Sivkan Chav Gimel. Kol Malachto. If he does everything with his left. Hu Adin Afilu Rak Rov Malachto. Even if he does most with his left. Sivkan Chav Dal Meniach Bismolo. He puts on his left, which is his right hand. Fem Henicha B'Yamin. If he put on his right. Shu Smol Kol Adim, which is everyone else's left. In other words, if he put the tefillin on his left hand, which is his stronger hand, after the Eved Loyatz is not yet seen with the Eved, Vayim Be'alochel, Kim Be'alochel, which explains this opinion. Sevkan Chavhei, Shalet B'Shtei Yadav, someone who can use both hands equally, what's the Lomani to say? Shasekol HaMalochas B'Shneim Shav B'Shava, he does all his activities with both hands equally. Then he's considered a righty. Avlim Noke Lo La'asos B'Smo, but if it's easier for him to use the left, but he can do it with his right, that person is not called ambidextrous who can use both hands equally. This is clear in Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph and Halachas of Lulav. Sivkan Chav Vav Shetosh Kayach, the weaker hand, or it's allowing me to say, Tiksiva Ein Lo Shum Mailo Mishar Malach Yichidus. According to the first view, if he writes with one hand and does everything with the left hand, with the other hand, then the hand he writes with is the weaker hand. There's no mila, there's no advantage over writing over any other activity. Vazlina basarov ha-maisim, he go by most of his actions, v'hiyanik ha-smol, and therefore his right is going to be the left, is going to be his weaker hand. Sifkan chav zayin chashuv yamin, but then there's another view, that the hand you write with is the dominant hand. Dixivik says, Ukeshartam Uchesavtam. You should tie the tefillin on and you should write. Mashma de ba'osu yache kosebo, implying the hand with which you write, tzarech likshur as the tefillin al hayache kenegdo, is the hand you use to tie the tefillin on the opposite side. Mia, however, kishen lo noilet kain, if he's not born this way, rak achakach hirgil atzmo lechto v'smo, only afterwards trained himself to write with his left hand. Usharma asav osu b'yamin. Everything else he does with the right. Yunich b'smol kol adam. Then he should put his tefillin on his left hand, the hand he writes with, because it came later on. He trained himself to do that. That's not how he was born naturally. For adam she'ena yachal lichtov, a person does not know how to write, everyone agrees it goes by everything else he does. The hand that he uses for everything else is his right, and he puts his tefillin on the other side. The minig is to look at the hand you write with as the dominant. Look at Be'aloch. Look at Be'aloch at the bottom of the page. Ayei Magen Avram Shekasa. The Magen Avram writes, Tadeizu, according to this view, Afilu im hu sholeit b'shtei yadov b'ksiva, even if could use either hand to write with, meniach b'smol kol adam, he should put his tefillin on everyone's left. After shar kol ma'aseh oseh b'smolo, even though he does everything else with his left. So here, this fellow can write with either hand, and everything else he does with his left, he still puts his tefillin on his left. Va'ayin od sham shehevi das habach shechulik. The Magen Avraham brings the Bach who disagrees with someone he holds. The Davkim Kosev B'Yeminoi Ushar Kol Ma'aseh Oseh B'Smol. Only if he writes exclusively with the right hand and everything else is done with the left. Shevezen Achshav Kishol B'Shtayilov. That's how we treat him as ambidextrous. And we say he's a righty. Avlam Kosev B'Smolo Ushar Malachto Oseh B'Yemino. But if he writes with his left and everything else he does with the right, Yenich B'Smol Shal Kol Adam. So then we should treat him like a right-handed person because all his malach he does with the right hand. Magen Avraham disagrees. We follow Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't make a difference if he writes with his right hand exclusively or with his left hand exclusively. The hand you write with is the dominant hand. Many Achronim agree with the Magen Avraham. But the Malbim agreed with the Bach. And the Vilna Gaon entirely agrees with the first Vilna Shulchan Aruch. The laws didn't klal bo succeed. They don't go by how you write at all. If so, imkosef biyamin v'shar ma'asav oisav b'smol. So if he writes with his right hand and everything else does with his left hand, he niyach biyamin and have to put the tefillin on the right hand. Ach mikol malkam nili es daiti denucha lahametz ala oylem denuhagin kaloch aliba dekuli amo minhogan shayisol tohi. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, I think, in my humble opinion, that we can advocate for the world who's noy kahalocha to follow the second view and the minhag of Yisrael's Torah to nearly the fila de rishona, because I would say that even the first view that doesn't look at how you write, it looks at what you do everything else with. Hani mili, when do you say that? To be atcha kosef ba enyachalos as pu'ulos acheres, when the hand you write with, you can't do anything else. But if the hand you write with, you could do other things too. That's easier with the other hand. That he should be considered ambidextrous. Because the other hand he can't write with at all. Each hand has a mila. This is not like we wrote in Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chafei. And he learned this from the Torah of Shai Tshuvan by Lulav. Because there is no advantage to writing at all. This is like any other individual activity. Like here, the first view by Tefillin. And still he writes there. That's called Shor B'Shtei Yadav, since he can do things with the hand he writes with as well, just not as well, he just can't do them the same way he does the other side. If so, who are then hachi here too? Even the first view in Shulchan Aruch that ignores the hand you write with, and the going holds that way. If he writes with his right hand, and does everything else on the left, because it's easier. He still puts his tefillin on his left hand because he can use his right hand for other things as well. Kach nearly estaiti, that is my humble opinion. Because of this machlokes, there are actually lefties who wear two pairs of tefillin. They wear the lefty tefillin on the right hand and a righty tefillin on the left hand because they fall into this shiloh of what is their status. The minhaga olam, pashut minhaga olam, is to follow the hand you write with exclusively. But lemaisa, because of the difference of opinions, there's room to be machmir in many cases to actually put both tefillin on, the left hand and the right hand, in a case of certain lefties.